This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts. bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies. This week, we hear the first in our series, Better Speaking, presented by Callum Robertson and featuring interviews with Richard Hallows.
This series, Better Speaking, is all about how you can become a fluent, confident speaker of English. In the programmes, we'll be hearing from learners of English from around the world and also from someone who specialises in teaching speaking. Trainer Richard Hallows.
Do you know, some students do have this confidence, and they're the students who really make the most progress and become, you know, the good speakers of English. The students who really don't progress so quickly are students who, you know, they worry about making mistakes so much it stops them really communicating and making that progress.
And there'll be more from Richard Hallows later in the programme. But first, we hear from learners. What do you find most difficult about speaking English? We asked speakers from around the world.
My difficulty is the grammar, because I didn't know to speak about past, present and future.
Now sometimes you want to say something, but it's hard to say in English. You got the words, but it's hard to change it to English words. So sometimes it's difficult to say everything what you want to say.
I don't like to speak English, because I'm afraid that I will make mistake and people will laugh on me.
Yes, something I always found difficult was the pronunciation, because I was afraid of pronouncing a word wrongly. So there are words I know, but I don't know how to pronounce. And that has made me use less vocabulary.
Students from around the world talk about the difficulties of speaking English. They feel afraid. They worry about correct grammar and pronunciation. Sometimes they can't find the right word. If these are your worries too, then you're not alone. Here at the BBC, we often get letters and emails from learners asking for advice. This one came from Jinping in China.
I have learnt English for almost 15 years. I have no problem with reading and listening, but speaking has always been a problem for me, because when I was at school, we always focused on grammar, vocabulary and exams. Now I really want to improve my spoken English to a new level, achieve that free speaking in the near future. Do you have any good suggestions on how to achieve this? I will try anything which can help me achieve this.
Jinping asks if we have any good suggestions to help her improve her spoken English. And over the next few weeks in Better Speaking, we'll be coming up with a few ideas. There'll be help and advice on becoming a more confident speaker, getting your meaning across and improving pronunciation. You can also learn words and expressions that will help you to sound more fluent.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Helping us on the journey towards better speaking is teacher and teacher trainer Richard Hallows. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Callum.
Tell us, what do you think makes a good speaker of English as an international language?
Well, I think there are lots of things, but most importantly, you've got to have a good range of vocabulary and grammar. You need to know lots of words. The more words you know, the better, obviously, and similarly with grammar. The more grammar you have, the better you can explain yourself.
And what other points?
OK, thinking about words. Now, which words go with which words? For example, knife and
fork.
Yeah, these words go together. Hopefully this programme will help listeners speak more fluently, not more smoothly. We say speak fluently.
So English is often made up of expressions, words, groups of words that go together.
Exactly. We also need to think about pronunciation. Now, people, learners of English, often worry about speaking like a native speaker. I think this is important that they should realise this is not the way you need to speak. Most of the time, our listeners are speaking to other non-native speakers of English, so they need to be intelligible to those people. It's not necessary to have a native accent.
So you just need to speak so you can be understood without difficulty rather than sounding like a British gentleman or a British lady or something like that.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And when we're speaking, sometimes maybe we need time to think about what we're saying. Rather than having a silence when you're speaking, you might like to say, In fact, I do this quite a lot when I'm speaking. And this helps you sound very natural and keeps the listener listening.
So it's not bad English?
Not bad English at all. It's very good English.
And very natural.
Making you feel more, perhaps, confident when you're speaking also.
So confidence is very important, and it's not necessary to be accurate all of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Richard, do you find that most of the students that you teach have this kind of confidence?
Do you know, some students do have this confidence, and they're the students who really make the most progress and become, you know, the good speakers of English. The students who really don't progress so quickly are students who, you know, they worry about making mistakes so much, it stops them really communicating and making that progress.
And what can you do to help those students who may lack that confidence?
You know, it's very difficult because maybe these students have felt like this all their learning careers, if you like. I sometimes tell students to sometimes think about focusing on fluency when they're speaking. And maybe if they want to focus on accuracy, thinking about that for maybe 10 minutes or something. So you're in the pub in the evening and I think, OK, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to really think about my grammar or really think about my vocabulary. And at the end of that 10 minutes, relax, have a good time and enjoy speaking.
Now, that's a good advice, but sometimes in a conversation it can be difficult to be fluent because you don't know what the word is for what you're trying to say. How can students deal with that?
Of course, this happens with all students, I think, unless you're, you know, very high level. I think the answer here is to not spend a very long time searching for that word. Don't sit there in silence. It's really boring for the person listening. You need to think of another word to express what you want to say, or maybe the answer is a different grammar structure, but need to think around what you want to say and express yourself in a different way.
So different words which have the same meaning.
Yeah, and if it's not perfect, it doesn't matter. It's all about communicating.
So as long as people understand what it is you're trying to say, it doesn't really matter if you get exactly the right word or not if you can't find it.
Exactly, yeah.
And is there anything else that's a final piece of advice on this subject?
Well, I think really key is, you know, you must enjoy speaking. It's not an exam. It's just about communicating. And if you enjoy it, you will be so much better.
So, Richard, to summarise those points, the first point?
The first point is, think about speaking accurately some of the time, and then some of the time, let yourself go, relax, enjoy, communicate.
And the advice about vocabulary, if you can't think of the right word?
Don't spend a long time searching for that word and having big silences in the conversation. It's horrible. Rather, think of another word.
And the final piece of advice?
Enjoy speaking English. It's fun.
Richard Hallows, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you didn't quite catch all those tips, don't worry, here's a chance to hear them again.
If you're worried about making mistakes when you speak English, then focus on accuracy, but only for a limited time, say 10 minutes. Then, after this fixed time, relax and just concentrate on being fluent and not worrying so much about making mistakes. If you're speaking in English and you don't know a word or phrase, don't stop and stay silent. If you can't think of the exact word, find another word or phrase which means the same thing. You need to think of ways of getting round the words and phrases you don't know by using simpler language that you do know. The key to increasing your confidence and therefore becoming a better speaker of English is to relax and enjoy yourself. Remember that speaking foreign languages should be fun.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.